flipping through all of these magazines, telling me who I'm supposed to be. Way too good at camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself is a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself. But I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else.
Day 41. That's Demi Lovato, I Love Me. Oh, hey there. Sorry not sorry to throw a whole slew of song your way. I was going to extract just one stanza, maybe two, but the four that I just played really spoke to me, and I didn't want to leave any one of them out. I'm sure you could guess this by now, but I heard this song through Spotify when on one of my daily prison yard runs. Sorry, bit of a lockdown humor. Anyway, the lyrics literally stopped me in my tracks. I looked at my phone to see who it was and wasn't wholly surprised by the voice when it was a song by Demi Lovato. I mean, I guess it wasn't really just the voice. I actually have a boatload of respect for that woman. She's been through some shit, and she's been awfully candid about her journey, and it's usually expressed through her music. And it's not in that my struggle is so flattering that you should love me more kind of way. It's more in the I'm about to share some really intense shit that might make you run for the hills, but I'm just willing to take that chance to remain authentic kind of way. We can agree to disagree on that one if you feel otherwise, but bottom line, I think she's good stuff. She has great lyrics. Even if I don't love a beat of one of her songs, I find myself loving the words, the meaning behind them. Those words from the song I just played, they're profound. They're not new per se, but they're powerful. I have some thoughts that I'm going to share, and then much like Demi, I recognize you might not get the warm and fuzzies reading them. That said, I want to keep to my script of brutal honesty at whatever cost. The various movements in the last few years that were aimed at helping women, like Me Too, No Makeup, Airy Real, while well-intended, I'm sorry to say, I just don't think they've done the trick. Women are still marginalized, underpaid, condescended to, and measured and judged using standards that are incredibly and insanely unrealistic on a good day. Please don't misunderstand me, as I think these initiatives are wonderful. I just personally feel like it's nearly impossible to imbue a woman with positive feelings about herself from top to bottom when we still have this pervasive undercurrent of unrealistic standards. Let me see if I can explain, although I kind of think you know what I'm talking about here. A good friend of mine was recently watching a movie starring Selma Hayek. Her comment to me was, "She's gorgeous. I mean, really. And she's like skinny, but still curvy. I would love to look like that. Like a small, waisted person that's still curvy." I had to bite my tongue. I had to refrain because sometimes people need to express what they're thinking and feeling without fearing they're going to be subject to a lecture of some sort. And we know I can talk. What did I want to say? Well, I wanted to share that while Selma Hayek is indeed beautiful, she's also a member of Hollywood elite. While I'm not privy to her personal routine or her personal life, I have no doubt that she has access to certain people and things that us lay people cannot access with regularity. You know what I mean, right? Ms. Hayek has at her disposal nutritionists, personal chefs, personal trainers, special dermatologists, and super high-end beauty products, plastic surgeons, designer clothing. I'm not criticizing. Like, good for her. Truly. But most earthbound creatures do not. I mean, some of us are able to afford or access one of these things, or maybe two, but not like the whole slew altogether. Also, to be clear, I think that Selma Hayek is naturally gorgeous. I do. However, the woman that's all over the red carpet in full glam, that woman, that takes a team. So for someone without a team to hold themselves to that standard is, well, it's kind of silly. And I don't mean that in a diminishing kind of way. It's just a statement, a fact. That understood, there's something even bigger than that fact to contemplate. I don't think this is a revolutionary idea that I'm about to share, but it must be stated. We are still a society entirely subscribed to the notion that there is basically one standard for women. A standard that is mostly unattainable, which makes it even more ridiculous. And no matter what movements are started and how many hashtags are launched, the standard continues, unwavering, kind of like black mold. I'm not even talking about physical beauty, though I know I launched into this topic with a little tail on such. I'm talking about something so much heavier, so much bigger, really monumental, if you will. Ready? We have set women up so it's easier for them to love someone else than it is for them to love themselves. Read that a couple of times. Let it sink in. Even women who think highly of themselves will default to taking care of someone else or adoring someone else or admiring someone else before they get to self-love. I'm not even talking about that I'm a goddess bullshit. I'm talking about bare bones. I'm talking about expecting respect from others and accepting nothing less. I'm talking about being able to scroll through social media without feeling diminished. I'm talking about eating a snack without thinking of a way to burn it off at the gym. Hell, I'm talking about buying that damn shirt that says ice cream for ice cream without wondering if you're just a little too curvy to pull it off without smirks and side glances. I'm talking about choosing a relationship because it enriches you, not because it completes you. All of these decisions include and involve the concept I mentioned above. It is easier to love others. We women compare, self-sabotage, and diminish ourselves in the blink of an eye. Please don't misunderstand me. I know men have self-esteem and body image issues. This post is not in any way discrediting that fact. I'm just focused elsewhere in this particular post. I'm just trying to demonstrate that as women, this shit is literally woven into the fabric of our beings. And I don't even really know what's going to change it. I'm not sure what meaningful shift is going to happen to make things materially different than they are today. I'm not hopeless. I guess I just don't have the answers. But maybe we could start by not pretending that things are so different today than they have been. Maybe we could change the voices in our heads from shouts of criticism and self-doubt to positive reinforcement. Not you're a goddess, but you're doing the best you can, and you are good. Maybe we could listen to Demi Lovato's song, and instead of thinking how much she struggled, we think about how we all struggle regularly, how relatable she is, and how much her words really mean, how honest they are, and how true. Maybe we can set little goals rather than big ones. It may never be easier to love ourselves, but what if we make the playing field just a little bit more equal? What if we start just by liking ourselves? What if we start by acknowledging that Selma Hayek is a stone-cold fox, but that has no bearing on us at all outside of just being an objective fact? Start tiny, really little, and then move forward. Stop following one influencer who makes you feel insecure. Eat one snack just because it brings you joy, and let your thought cycle stop after you eat it. Watch a ridiculous television show without issuing a pre-watch disclaimer. Give yourself a pat on the back for keeping your shit together during a pandemic. Start little, but start. Talk to you tomorrow.